habitat right here. I like being in God's house. I'm in church the majority of the year. I'm in church somewhere or another. And I'm there on purpose. I'm there on purpose and for a purpose. Hey, it's good to see you, Brother Sean. Good to see you. See, it's glad you come. Brought you your daughter. Amen. She's and your brother come with you tonight. I'm telling you, I was just blessed to see him come in here tonight. And all of you, Brother Sean's always a blessing, and has something to say, and I enjoy that. Don't you? Amen. I do. I enjoy that. I felt this on my heart this evening, and I'm just going to read it to you, and just I plead for your attention for just a short spell, and open your hearts to and let the Lord speak to you out of this book. We really don't have time for a misfire. I mean, I know I do it, but I really don't have time for a blank. We really don't. We're down to the wire, and we need to make every day count. Amen? And so I want you to look at the 8th chapter of the book of Genesis. And I feel this on my heart tonight, and it's real simple preaching. And I'm going to pick up reading verse 6. Of course, the 8th chapter, you'll see that first verse, and you'll understand where we're at. If you look at that first verse, the Bible said, "And God remembered Noah." Now, that's good right there. If your name's Noah, huh? Or if you can relate to Noah, I'm glad God remembers. It could have been that Noah may have thought God had forgot him, because he'd been in this boat for a lot longer than you realize when you look at this scripture. When you count the days up, he was in the ark 377 days. With his wife, do I need to say any more? His daughter-in-laws, do I need to say any more? And a bunch of animals. And his boys. 370, how a day, a year is 365. Over a year, if accounting's right on this calendar, and I counted it up before, and I looked at it again today. So Noah was, God had told him when it was going to rain, but I don't reckon he told him when it was going to stop. That's the way my life has been sometimes. I felt like I was going into something, but I just couldn't see the end of it. You ever been there like that? You may be there tonight. Amen. You're in a trial. You remember the day you come in it. You'll never forget it. You wouldn't want anybody else to have to go through it. You're just looking for the end of it now. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost already. Amen. I'm looking for revival. I think, in one sense, a revival would be the end that I'm praying for in some ways. Huh? Brother Sean up here talking about preaching to his dad, and my, it just touched me. I wanted to be there. I wanted to be there and watch him and be in the service. I wasn't, but I was almost there. And I'd like to see it happen again. I like to see him run up there and pick you up on his back and carry you around the church, Sean, saying, "I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved." Huh? I'm a dreamer now. I said, I'm a dreamer. Noah, God remembered Noah, and it quit raining, and but he was still in this old ark. It was reeling and rocking. The old ark was a reeling, and the old ark was a rocking. And then I'm gonna pick up reading. In verse 6, it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. Oh, my, my, my. Aren't you glad for a window? Yeah. Buddy, I don't know if I could have took it, Brother Jeff, inside of a, as big as it was. Amen. I don't think I could have took it in there. It was about 150 yards long or something like that. But I don't think Noah, but God gave Noah the plan. He built it per specs, pitched it within and without, put a window in the ark. He may not knew why. God knew why. That in that window, amen, in that ark was going to be an access of hope. Praise God. Come on now. And so he went, and the Bible said he went to the window of the ark which he had made. And now listen to this. He sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. Also, he sent forth a dove. Now, here's where I want to preach on. He sent forth, now here's Noah, been in this boat all these days, and he's wanting to get in touch, amen, with the world outside. Is it safe to leave this place? Has the water receded? Can I get back to my home? Can I get out of this boat? Can I get through this trial and get back to dry land? Is there a chance? And he took, I don't really understand all this, but I want you to look at it. He took the dove. He let the dove forth from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot. Now notice this. And she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Amen. He was looking for an answer. And he'd already turned the raven loose. I don't understand that completely. I've tried to understand it today. That raven doesn't represent to me anything wholesome or pure. Amen. And if you'll notice, the raven, when he let the raven go, it never come back. But that did not tell Noah what he wanted to hear. Amen. And I want to tell you how I felt in praying that I'm going to preach. I'm preaching tonight on the flight of the dove. All right? The flight of the dove. Now here's what, when he let that raven loose, and then I don't know if it was for a second thought or what. He probably let the dove loose at the same time. And the raven, of course, being an unclean bird in a sense, it just land on anything. But brother, that did not tell Noah what he wanted to hear. Amen. Come on now. I'll tell you, there's a lot of ravens that have gone out in the world, but for a child of God, amen, for real hope, amen, there's people leave the house of God, they leave the presence of the Lord, and they find something to satisfy or something to involve themselves in, but that won't do for me. It won't do for you. Come on now. And so Noah got the dove, and he turned the dove loose out the window that God had told him to put in. God doesn't do anything accidental. He has a purpose for it. Amen. He's got a plan for us. Hallelujah. You say amen tonight? God, help me preach this to you tonight. Just take me a few minutes to get this out. The dove came back. I love this. He took that dove back. I guess I can just see him now. Maybe we can put this in the next Christmas play, Brother Mike. Huh? Would it fit somewhere? But I can just say, Noah at that window and that watching that sky. What do you come for tonight? You feel this? Oh, yeah. Huh? What do you come for tonight? What are these Sunday morning when these girls out to singing? Can't remember the song that they were singing. But Myra came down here, amen, with tears in her eyes, seeking the Lord. Others, Brother Charlie prayed over here for an hour. Amen. What was he doing? I'll tell you what he's doing. Amen. He was letting out the dove. Yeah. Amen. To see if there's going to be, is today going to be the day, amen, that dove brings me the message, amen, that the water's receded and I can get out again out of this trial that I'm in. Oh, sweet Lamb of God. I don't know the hundreds of times, Brother Robert, amen, that I was rescued by the flight of the dove.
of. Amen. Went to the house of God. Amen. Not knowing if it's going to end or not. And then the dove flew in. Amen. Through the window that God, amen, it allowed me to put in my life. Brother Jeff, keep praying. Amen. It breaks your heart sometimes when you desire things. But I'll tell you what. Amen. There's a dove. Hallelujah. That God will let you let out every now and then. Out the window of God's divine plan. Amen. Come on now. And he'll give you the message. Amen. That you need. Hallelujah.
Now let me say this, for I'm preaching on the flight of the dove. Of course, you know what that symbolizes, don't you? How many know? That old raven. Now I want to tell you something right now. There's a lot of church people, and I'm not being critical, but there's a lot of church people that put their trust in that old raven that flies out. You know what would have happened? You know what would have happened to Noah? You young ladies right here, you know what will happen to your lives? Amen. If you just discern your life by that raven that went out, I'll tell you what, Noah could not have survived, Brother Mac, where that raven survived. That raven was lighting on the carcasses of dead men and women and animals. But Noah can't survive on that. Noah's got to have green life. Noah's got to have, amen, something better than that. And you can't live on that either. You can't survive on the flight of the raven. You've got to survive on the flight of the dove. Amen. We've got to let the Holy Ghost speak to us and be led of the Spirit. Amen. Sister Loretta, the other night at Brother Mike's, I felt the Holy Ghost hitting me like I haven't in years. Amen. And you know what? It excited me. Amen. No matter what that you face. Amen. You need the Holy Ghost to face it. If you get a healing, you'll need the Holy Ghost to get a healing. If you don't get your healing, you'll need your Holy Ghost to keep your integrity till Jesus, amen, takes us on home. I tell you what we need. We need to get to the window of the ark, and we need to let the dove, amen, take a flight and give us the information we need tonight.
Are you getting this? Notice what happened. He let that dove out. He left that window open. I love opening that window. Air conditioner messes with my sinuses and my electric bill all at the same time. Huh? I like to throw Sister Rice. We stayed up there in y'all's house, and she's another one that likes to throw up the window. Let that fresh air come in. I love it when you hang your towels out on the line. Huh? I like that. That old rough towel comes in there smelling, amen, like the outdoors. Amen. I like that. I like getting in between those sheets that have hung out there in the wind, brother. Amen. I can feel old Noah as he climbed up out of that. And I'll tell you what, I'll just let you use your imagination with all the zebras and monkeys and camels. Amen. And llamas and billy goats. Amen. And polecats. Do I have to go any further? Brother, I'll tell you, I'd have been out of the window too. How about you? Amen. But I'll tell you what Noah was doing. And I'll tell you what we need here at King Mountain, Brother Zane. Hey, I don't know if you know it or not. This is a Holy Ghost man right here. He believes in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He believes in the working of the Spirit. You know why this old timer, pardon the expression, amen, but he got saved the year I was born, 52 years ago. And you know why? He stays close to the window. Amen, because that's where the dove flies in. Somebody say amen. I said that's where the dove. Amen, and I'll tell you what. That dove's got a message for you. Amen, somebody say amen. I'm talking about the flight of the Holy Ghost. Amen, not the raven. You can go with the nominal church and the charismatic church who are following the flight of the raven. Amen, and they're falling on the things of this world. But they can't survive. I'm going to wait on the flight of the dove.
Well, I feel like preaching, brother. Is that your new Bible? Won't let you get that out. Romans chapter 8. Turn there for me. Huh? That dove came back. I can see Noah now. into his hand. Right? The Bible said he took it unto him. Never heard from that raven again. Huh? But that dove flew right in, Brother Charlie. He took that dove. He didn't lose hope. He waited 7 days. Don't lose hope. Amen. Come on now. I know you haven't. I know you haven't. He took that in and he waited 7 days. I just assume he done this every Sabbath day. First time he let it out, and 7 days later, he's probably on church day, on the day he worshiped. He didn't know exactly, I guess, how long he'd been in there, other than the fact that he counted out them 7 days and every Sabbath. Amen. And then these Sabbaths, he said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do today. I'm going to open the window. You're going to do what? I'll tell you what, if you've been used to 40 days and nights with rain kept a dripping and it kept on dropping. Huh? Come on now. That water's from the deep boiled up. I don't know if somebody said open the window. I'd probably say, let's just wait a little while. But brother, on the Sabbath day, they came out and said, I'll tell you what we're going to do this Sunday morning. We're going to open the window. Praise God. And they let the dove out and he stood there and here it came. It just had nowhere. He knew the character of a dove. He could depend. Listen to me now. I'm preaching to somebody here tonight. He could depend on the quality and the character of a dove. He couldn't depend on that raven. Amen. That raven liable to land anywhere. But he could depend on that dove. That dove would not light upon something rotten or decayed. Amen. And so it came back. And he knew it wasn't time to get out of the boat. Amen. It may not be time for you to get out of the boat yet. Are you listening to me? Amen. But 7 days later, amen, he let the dove go again. Amen. And after a while, here it came. And I can see him, Brother Jim, as he looks and he says, here comes the dove. Oh, hallelujah. And the wife said, well, what's he got in his mouth? He says he's got something green. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd say they begin to shout around. Them daughter-in-laws hadn't spoke to each other probably in 100 days. They begin to shout around and dance around. What's he got? It's an olive branch. Amen. In his mouth. Amen. The water is the seated below the trees. It's got down to the olive vines. Hallelujah. Old Noah said, I believe I can live on an olive vine. Well, somebody say amen. Amen. He let that out 7 days later. He let it out again. Amen. And the old dove didn't come back. You know what he was saying? He was a whistling on Noah and says, come on, Noah. It's safe to get out. I wish the Holy Ghost would move in this house. I wish the flight of the dove would settle down in your heart and give you an assurance that you can live because of the grace of God. Hallelujah. Woo! Holy Ghost. Brother Sean talking about the Spirit of the Lord. Huh? 8:26, Brother Wayne. King James Version. Here we go. Listen to this. Hope. Get in a hurry now. Likewise, the Spirit, that's the dove, beareth our infirmities. Go ahead. We know not. How many will admit that with me tonight? We know not. We know not. I didn't get a chance to get all them prayer requests, Brother Mac. I cried over them. I read some of them and wept. Amen. Looking at the names in there. Looking at the concern people had for different ones. Their name in there over and over and over again. Some of them have been asked not to bring to your attention. But we're going to bring them to these prayer meetings. Amen, Brother Jeff. I'm going to make a copy. I'm going to let you pack it to this prayer meeting. Amen. You see, we don't know how to pray as we ought. Noah got out there in that ark. He didn't know how it landed on Mount Ararat. It's 17,000 feet above sea level, according to what I read today. He didn't know where he was. He didn't know how he was going to live. He just knew he was at his wit's end.
377 days, and he was wanting, he hadn't heard from God. He didn't know God had remembered him. I really believe he believed in God and trusted in God. But brother, the time, amen, was to come for an end to this. Amen, we don't know sometimes how to pray as we ought. But what did it say? But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Amen, you can't explain it. You can't tell it. You can't form the words. Amen. But the Spirit groans. Amen. In intercessory prayer for you. What is that? That's the flight of the dove. Amen. You can go down to a bar stool and you can follow the flight of the raven. Amen. But you can't live on it. But brother, you can wait on the dove and the dove will come. Amen. And give you an understanding. The water's gone down. That's what that olive leaf meant. The water has gone down. God's remembered it. Amen. We're going in the right direction. It ain't going to be long now. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. You're going to get out of this alive. Hallelujah.
Oh, if you just knew what I knew, you'd be shouting right now. Huh? I said, if you knew what I knew, you'd be shouting right now. Huh? Woo, sweet Lamb of God. Amen. Read some more, Brother Wayne, right there. He that searcheth the heart knoweth the mind of the Spirit. For he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Huh? What's it say the next verse? And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. I think you ought to get near the window tonight. I think you need to get near the window tonight. I think you need to get ready. Take that dove. Amen. See that olive branch in his mouth. And let God speak to you and say, I'm keeping my word. I'm keeping my promise. Amen. Stand with me tonight. Oh, I wish I could preach to you. This is just little warm-ups. You know I warm up on you. I do. I warm this one up on. I preached to the kids today, and I tell you, that wasn't hardly suited y'all tonight. I tore them up just today. I just tore them up. Y'all wouldn't have took you as good as they did. I just laid the blade on them today. I mean to tell you, I preached on being content with what you have. Boy, I nailed them. They still love me. Huh? I didn't know if you'd take it as good, so I got an humble, good old sugar message for y'all tonight. Huh? The flight of the dove, Darrell Hess. That's how we're going to survive. I saw in the paper today where they come out with this thing for Parkinson's. Huh? Did you see that? Hear it on the news? They come out with this like a pacemaker that, you know, they put in and I looked at that and it said it doesn't come without its problems. And I thought, if this dove will fly in, we'll be all right. You ain't getting this, are you? Boy, it's pitiful, ain't it? Huh? You getting this, Sister Leon? This is where it's at right here. In a world of topsy-turvy, helter-skelter, upside down, inside out, many voices in the world, just stand at the window, child, wait for that dove. That dove's got a message for you. That first round, Jamie, was stay where you're at. That second flight in said it ain't going to be long. And that second, that third, come on out. See, the dove, he knew the character of dove. Dove wouldn't go unclean. He knew he could trust that dove. You can trust the Holy Ghost, too. How many believes you can trust him? Huh? We're going to have another altar. Brother Mike, you feel like we wore you out. You feel like singing one more? Huh? Come on, just sing something. They pray better when you're singing. Just come on, sing
any religious song. Amen. That don't matter. And I want us to pray one more time. I want to tell you, Henry, I got a part for you here. Huh? I tell you, if you're looking to get saved and you're reaching and you're searching, amen, you can trust this dove. This dove will lead you right. That Holy Ghost will deal on you when I can't explain it to you. Huh? When you get there and that old heart's kicked out on you and I'm knelt by your bed in intensive care and you know that you're not right. And I love you like a brother and ain't nothing I can say. The Holy Ghost can say it. Does anybody believe what I'm saying? Huh? I said the Holy Ghost can do it. He can go. He can speak to you. I'll tell you, I'm trying to preach to you tonight. Amen. I love for that flight of that dove to come to King Mountain one more time. That's what's kept us alive, Sister Lois. All we've been through all these years, it's been that flight of that dove that's kept us alive. Brother Rice. Buddy, I felt the Lord Monday night in prayer. When I walked in and seen y'all kneeling, it broke me. I mean, it just broke me. I mean, I was coming, going to pray, try to pray through till I could have wept and cried. And I got through the door and heard my people snobbing and wiping their tears. And it just broke me. It took me an hour to get my composure. Amen. That's right. I did. Because I don't know if we keep praying. Stand by the window. The dove, we can depend on the flight of that dove. How many understands me tonight? Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Well, will somebody say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Glory. Go ahead. Just ease on back in. If you want to pray some more, I'm going to pray a little more and ask the Lord to help us. Holy.